customers as well as giving them some information about the company. They would be happier in their jobs, and so they'd be more polite to customers.
I think you're right, Sven. Okay, so let's move on to our refunds policy. Customers have complained that it's too strict, and we've lost a lot of business recently. What do you think, Kirsten?
Personally, I feel we should give all customers their money back if they're not satisfied with their purchase.
I don't agree at all. Think of the expense. I don't think we should give refunds to customers if they can't produce a receipt.
Well, perhaps we should exchange the product if there's no receipt. Do you agree?
That sounds better.
Yes, that's much better.
Okay then, so... Right, let's start. The reason we're here today is to discuss how we can improve our customer service. As you've seen from my email, we've had far too many complaints in the last 3 months. First of all, let's look at our sales staff. Customers say they're rude and they don't know anything about our products. Jeanne, let's hear your idea.
Well, I think we should change the profile of our sales staff. I don't feel we should employ so many young people because they don't know how to deal with customers.
I don't agree. All we need to do is give our sales staff a week's training before they start.
How do you feel about that, Sven?
I agree with you, Kirsten. A training course would teach our sales staff how to deal with customers.